This episode of The Read is brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace recently launched the latest version of their platform, Squarespace 7, which has a completely redesigned interface, integrations with Getty Images and Google Apps, 15 new templates, and an incredible feature called Cover Pages. Try the new Squarespace with a free trial at squarespace.com and enter offer code READ at checkout to get 10% off. That's squarespace.com, offer code READ. Squarespace, start here and go anywhere. Now, let's get the show started.
Bless my soul, Herc was on a roll. Person of the week in every Greek opinion poll. What a pro, Herc could stop a show. Point him at a monster and you're talking SRO. You never seen Hercules?
Hercules?
He was a no one, zero, zero. Now he's a something, he's a hero. He had to do in his unpack. Hero to hero with no time flat. Zero to hero, just like that. When he started, the girl went wild with oohs and ahs. You never seen the fucking bitch? Get on Netflix and watch at least the first, like,
is this a Disney Channel movie?
This is a Disney movie from maybe the 90s. But listen,
all right. So
the point is that, oh, go to hell. They had like an in vogue in the movie.
Okay.
The Muses. We are the Muses. Goddesses of the arts.
Oh, I know what the Muses
and
are.
Proclaimers of heroes. Heroes like Hercules. Honey, you mean Hercules? Like you've never seen.
Okay.
But anyway, they were black and they were like five Mary J. Blige's.
All right. Well, they sang.
And they sang all throughout the movie and they were so sickening.
Is there any particular reason why you chose to bless us with that fucking song just now? Or
it was in my head this morning.
Great.
It's one of my favorites.
Like, so,
it's at least just YouTube the Muses, bitch. Like, you be always looking at me like I'm fucking crazy. Like, that was a fantastic moment.
You be bringing in Black up Disney these shows history. That aired on Disney Channel in like fucking
98. It was a theatrical film.
Wondering why I didn't
film.
See. And this movie came out.
Feature film.
I know this movie came out between 95 and 2000. It had to. Because I had never even.
It fucking doesn't
matter. I'm just saying it's a difference in between what I would have watched versus what you would have watched. That's all that I'm saying. It's fine. I'll Google your show later or whatever.
So, Black Excellence.
Okay. Welcome to The Read, everyone.
Oh, yeah. I'm the Muses.
Okay, well, I'm going to be Hercules, I guess. Just to show solidarity.
Or Hades.
You are so mad. Like, you be so mad. It is none of my business.
So, Black Excellence this week is a lady I read about recently.
Okay.
By the name of Mary C. Cole.
All right.
Otherwise known as Mother C. Cole. Have you ever heard of her?
I don't, the name doesn't ring a bell right now, no.
Okay, so Mary C. Cole was a Jamaican woman who trained as a nurse.
Okay.
And during a war that I also just recently heard about, God, I'm ignorant, the Crimean War.
Okay.
Yeah, she trained as a nurse and she went to join the war and look after British soldiers and such which. And she was refused, presumably because of her skin color.
Okay.
And so she raised her own funds and went over to Crimea.
So she was volunteering to go be a nurse for these white men fighting in the war, and they didn't want her because she was black.
That's what I read.
Wow. So then she raised her
own
money.
So then she
money.
Financed it herself, and she went out there. She started her own hotel. And she would look after, like, the sick and the wounded with, you know, Jamaican and Caribbean herbal remedies and African remedies and things, like, things I'm sure my grandmama taught me, you know, like, things that involve ginger and, like, how Cersei tea tastes like a demon.
Okay. Well, I don't even know what word that was that you just used, so that's fine.
Anyway, this is a woman that started her own hotel. I read that Florence Nightingale was like her fake friend that was like, oh yeah, girl, you like, you so cute and all that. But no, I don't want to work with you, girl. I don't want to come here.
Oh, So that's shady.
So anyway, I would just like to honor this beautiful Jamaican / Scottish Creole lady.
Okay. Yeah.
For Black excellence.
Shout
today,
out to her.
And all of her many.
Black history excellence.
Black history excellence.
I guess that's the
so
feature for
So go look
February.
Up Mother Seacole and read her about all her right. and why we're awesome.
Thanks so. For that. Is that someone you learned about as a child or
no? This is someone that I just read about within like the past few weeks.
Oh, okay. Wow. Dope.
And I also read that like she was kind of ignored and it was only like recently that people read about and recognized her. So
yeah, I've definitely never heard of her. So thanks for that.
So this weekend, bitch, you guessed it.
Oh, it doesn't count if you don't do the voice.
Well, you took off your goddamn headphones before we started the show.
That's because you always be on some bullshit and you start the fucking show by hollering in my ear and I'm never
ready. Bitch, you guessed it! Okay. What? So, this week...
Why the fuck are you this way?
I'm gonna give you an opportunity to... Go ahead and do you here.
What do you mean?
So, Erykah Badu was recently asked how she feels about...
You really gonna do this right now? Okay, that's fine. All right. Come on.
Erykah Badu was asked by a fan how she felt about the album Broke with Expensive Taste by Azealia Banks. She responded to the fan with just the word tried. Azealia Banks saw this and asked, quote, what LOL, what is the shade?
Are you reading an
First
obituary?
Of all,
why
I
do
didn't...
you sound so depressed?
I'm not depressed. I'm just reading.
No, you sound just really monotone and very, like, bored. It's completely opposite from the way you normally do the Hot Topics. Or the bitch you guessed it's. Just noticing.
Do you have something that you would like to...
Oh, I have so very many things to say. But I'm absolutely going to let you get it all out first.
Well, I'm actually just preparing for the onslaught... That's coming.
It's actually
so. If it sounds like an obituary, it's because I don't even have like the emotional strength.
Finish telling people the story. Everybody doesn't know what happened.
So, yes. First of all, I didn't know that Erykah Badu is 43. She looks fantastic. What's the shade? Azealia asked. She said, jealousy. When artists grow old and begin to recognize their own mortality, they throw shade at younger spirits.
Yes.
Whether or not you like me, you are watching, and that's most important. Erykah replied to her and said, well, shit, I did try. Maybe you're right. I'm just too old to get it. You cool, though?
And she turned on her location.
I'm reading the story.
Sorry.
And she turned on her location, which was Queens, New York at the time. From there, we became a back and forth about rocking head wraps and buying musky oils off of the table on 125th to a very interesting meme of here's where you had me fucked up from Erykah Badu. Things about shaving underarms and greasing scalps. It just became so ugly. Mm. Anyway, so this was something that everybody was excited to hear us discuss.
Everybody's excited but you. Again, you sound like this is just the most uninteresting topic you could possibly have to do on this show.
It's not that it's uninteresting, it's just unfortunate because I love both of them. So I just...
So how did you feel when this happened on the internet in front of your face?
Kind of indifferent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have any thoughts about it?
I don't have... I just... How about you go?
Okay, so... First things first. I just think we all have to stop and acknowledge, like, the number one issue here, which is clearly anyone looking at Erykah Badu and Azealia Banks, whether it's side by side or, you know, if by some miracle on the same red carpet, or if you're just looking at statistics and numbers in any fathomable way, if you compare these two people, Erykah Badu comes out on top. It's like no contest. So for this bitch to part her mouth and actually insinuate that there is any reason that Erykah Badu has to be jealous of her raggedy ass. I mean, honestly, that is the funniest part of this whole goddamn story. But I mean, really, like, there's so many gifts here that she's given. I just don't even know which one to open first. Like, shall we talk about how she said, when artists reach a certain age and start recognizing their own mortality, they throw shade against the younger girls? Is that true? Does she throw shade against the younger girls? Because as far as I know, she has openly embraced the younger girls and loves Janelle Monáe and loves Solange and loves Jill Scott and loves all the other girls, the girls with talent, the girls who are putting out music that she likes. Like, she openly supports them. Says she doesn't support you because she doesn't fucking like your shit. And furthermore, it's not shade when somebody says they tried your goddamn music. The person said, do you listen to Azealia Banks? She said, tried. That was the end of the goddamn story. There was no shade. There didn't even have to be any fucking Twitter drama. But no, you so goddamn silly, you can't be at peace or at ease unless somebody is talking about your ass. And that's another fucking reason I will never fucking respect Azealia Banks as an artist. Because even though y'all go up for that bullshit she calls music and I don't like it, I could at least respect the fact that she's a musician that my friends like, but all that she cares about is that niggas are tweeting her and her mentions are going fucking crazy and Black Twitter is turning her into memes and this. She has that whole fucking Kardashian mindset of, as long as I'm being talked about, then nothing else even matters. And you don't have to argue with me about it because that's what she said. Her own tweet said, all that matters is that you talking about me. So if that's not what you mean, then fucking choose your words carefully. Words mean things. I say it all the fucking time. If that's not what you meant about your own fucking career or life, then that shouldn't have been what the fuck you said. Like, it's so much shit about this bitch. And like, every fucking time I try to just let it go. Because last week when she said that bullshit about the faggots and why she says faggot and it's a feminist thing, and we sat here and talked about it, like the two of us off camera, off mic or whatever else talked about it. And I was like, I'm actually not even gonna do it with that sad ass little girl. And you know why? Because life has been sad enough to her. Her fucking circumstances have been tragic enough, and she's not listening to no way. So I'm gonna just let it go, and I'm not gonna say shit to that stupid ass bitch about how dumb it was, this justification for your use of faggot. Like, you could have just saved it. And so I was just gonna let it go. But no, you just had to. It was like she just needed me to say something about her dumb ass. Really? Of all people, Erykah Badu, you gonna try to pull some jealousy shit? Bitch, you should be aspiring to get on Erykah Badu's level. How fucking dare you? Where do you find the fucking audacity?
Okay, so there's that.
Okay.
I personally just feel like her feelings were hurt. I feel like she should, if anything, she should have just said, girl, if anything, she should have just said, I'm an artist. I'm sensitive about my shit. That's it. And maybe I'm wrong. I don't really know how she feels.
That would have been a perfect response.
I let you say,
okay,
if I,
you're right.
To me, if I had been her, and someone on the level of Erykah Badu was asked how they felt about whatever my art is, and she said tried, I would take offense to that. Now, that doesn't mean that she should have responded the way that she should have. I probably wouldn't have said anything at all. Or like I said, I would have just said, girl, I'm an artist and I'm sensitive about my shit. I feel like her reaction to that was because her fucking feelings were hurt, because it's Erykah Badu. I don't care who you are. Why wouldn't you want Erykah Badu to like your fucking music? But she just doesn't respond in the way that I wish she would respond sometimes. But that ain't got nothing to do with me. Like, I don't feel no kind of way about it. I like Azealia Banks. I like her fucking music. I love Erykah Badu. She's one of my favorite artists on the entire fucking planet. So it sucks that they don't see it for each other. But I mean, I don't. The only thing that annoys me about Azealia Banks is that y'all bring that shit to me. I don't care. And I'm not a type of person that likes to place myself in situations that are going to that I know are going to upset me. So that's for both of them. If I had been Azealia Banks and I get into it with 500 celebrities, I would stop tweeting. I wouldn't tweet anymore because I don't want to be in a position where I'm going to be upset. That's from that perspective. And on the other side of things, if I hated fucking Azealia Banks' tweets, I would never. You have so many outlets to never, ever, ever see her or even hear about the bitch. I've said, and I don't know if it was YouTube here, I don't know where I said it, but if I don't like somebody, I pretend they did. I pretend they do not exist. And it's just fascinating to me that a lot of times when this shit happens, it's because people who hate her come to me and say, girl, did you know she's posting nude? Hey, girl, did you know she's beefing with this person? Hey, girl, did you know da da da? I don't give a fuck about any of that stuff. I don't even really pay attention to most of the shit that she's tweeting. I don't agree with a lot of the things she says, and I don't agree with the way that she says a lot of the things that she says, but it doesn't impact the way that I feel about her music. And because I've met her and had conversations with her, it doesn't really impact the way that I feel about her. I just don't agree with the way that she uses her social media. I can say that about several fucking people. So, I mean, I don't care. Just because I like somebody doesn't mean that you have to like them. And I just wanted to be clear that, like, I don't talk about her on this show because I don't want to make you feel like uncomfortable. I don't talk about her on the show because I don't want to fucking feel uncomfortable. Like, it just is what it is. But it's just weird and annoying to me that people will like go out of their way to obsess over somebody, like somebody's tweets that they claim to not care about or fucking like. Like, there's some shit that you just can't. There's like you can't avoid. Like,
I am big enough to where even if you don't like Azealia, you were gonna hear about it though.
I agree.
Because it was Azealia and Erykah Badu, which is she's a huge artist.
I agree.
Right. So
but I'm talking about in every fucking facet. Like when she got into it with Action Bronson, hey girl, what do you see your friend? Hey girl, do you who the fuck? I don't think I've ever heard an Action Bronson song. Why the fuck? You probably never heard a fucking Action Bronson song. Why the fuck do you care? Like, it's like there are situations like this, like, and for instance, Kim Kardashian. I never kept up with anything with the word Kardashian in it, ever. The only times I know about something involving them or I discuss something about them is because how could you not hear about this? Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, what we're about to get into after this, like, bitch, you just can't, you know what I'm saying? But you're right. Not going to ask me, oh, well, what are the names of their cousins or who was just on last week's episode or what she had just tweeted about or what her Instagram she just did. I don't know about any of that stuff because I don't fucking care to know because that's not my cup of tea. But some shit you just can't escape, like the cold. I don't fuck with it. But hey, girl, it's not going anywhere. I just find it fascinating to me that even though I like Azealia Banks, I don't ever hear about this shit until somebody who hates her tells me.
So I will say that I guess I could see maybe your feelings being hurt if, you know, Erykah Badu says she tried your music and that was literally her only response. But I would counter that it makes a lot more sense as a celebrity and an artist, of which Azealia Banks is both, you know, of whatever degree, fine, but she is those things. So, like, it seems to me that it would make more sense to take a look at it and be like, okay, of all the possible responses that Erykah Badu could have given, considering that she does not like the music, the fact that she said tried is pretty high up on the unoffensive list. Like, do you see what I'm saying? Of all the things, of all the responses Erykah Badu could have given to that question, and she does not like the music, the fact that she said tried.
But it's not about the whether or not that she tried to listen to the music or how she said it. This girl took offense to it. And
but
she
that's
took
what
offense.
I'm saying. Like, you took offense for no reason. This was as gracious as a person.
I'm not saying that she should have taken offense to it. I'm saying she did. The way that she responded
okay,
with
but
her
even
offense
if you do take
is not
offense.
Something that I agree with. Look, I'm not trying to say that I defend her. You know, I'm not trying to say that I agree with the way that she handled it. I wish that she hadn't said anything.
Okay.
But I can, to me, and I could be wrong about this too, because I asked her about it. I ain't talked to her about it because I don't fucking care. I'm just saying that if I could guess why she felt a way about it, it's probably because maybe she felt a way because her feelings were at the bare minimum. What you're talking about is my work, like my art, like right. Whatever, whether you call it art or not. Like, that's what I've been working on for 2 years or whatever. And someone at the stature of Erykah Badu say that they tried and they just couldn't get into it, whatever. Like, maybe she doesn't care, but I would feel a way about it. I wouldn't have responded like that. I'm not saying I agree. Like,
Yeah.
I don't care. Like, it is what it is. I just wish that people would stop trying to, like, probe me to, I don't know. Like, you already know I'm not going to do it. So get the fuck out my face. Like, it
well,
is
what y'all
it
knew
is.
I
like,
was going to do
when
it.
When she says something that I disagree with, then there it is. Like, I don't give a fuck about everything else. Like, she's going to beef with whoever the fuck she wants to beef with. That ain't got nothing to do with me. And if it affects her career one way or another, that's on her. Like,
I mean, and like,
but I'm not no damn Azealia Banks spokesperson. I just like her goddamn music. And we cool. Okay.
All right. I mean, it's only so much defending you can do of somebody who's not willing to defend themselves.
I don't defend her, though.
Well,
I just don't talk
I mean,
about
you
it
have,
I don't give
but
a fuck.
I see what you're saying as far as, like, just not bringing her up at all, because it just seems like...
This is why I don't like going and doing any of that mixy shit in the first place. This is why I don't give a fuck about going to no goddamn all-star parties. This is why I don't give a fuck about rubbing elbows with the finest of any of whoever the fuck. Like, I'm like that. When you mix and mingle and do all of these things, it becomes like, whatever. I don't give a fuck. Like, I just wish that the two of them liked one another, because I love the both of them.
Well, I don't think it really had to be anything. I think if Azealia's feelings were hurt, then she should have, you know, called some friends, talked about it, you know, got drunk, ate some pizza.
I agree.
Got high with some friends and gotten the fuck over it. There was no reason to take it on the internet and turn it into
For instance,
a whole thing.
Someone said, Erykah Badu tweeted once something about SZA. I think SZA had posted like a selfie, and I think she had maybe like a floral crown. I don't know what the fuck. She had posted a selfie at some point, and Erykah Badu like retweeted it, and she, I don't remember what she said. It was like, I think she said like, really? Or it was something that was just like very ambiguous, and it was like, what are you trying to say here? It didn't seem positive, but it wasn't like 100% whether like shady. And SZA responded by saying like, you know, like, I have mad respect for you. I don't know if this was shade or not, but like, you know, I hope not. Like, she, like, seemed, again, like her fucking feelings were hurt. I don't even know if anybody noticed that, but I damn sure did, because I followed
the
both of them.
This.
But it seemed like it went, like, very under the radar. And I wasn't sure if she was being shady or not. And I don't think Erykah ever responded to her. But it just, like, maybe they, I just assume they worked it out, maybe behind the scenes.
I don't know.
Like, that response to me, if I were to respond to something like that, that would have been how I did it. Would have been like, damn, like for instance, if Beyonce was to tweet, like, if someone was to be like, Beyonce, have you ever listened to the reading? She was like, girl, I tried. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be like, oh, well, fuck you, you old bitch. Like,
right.
It wouldn't be that.
Right.
I would have been like, well, damn, queen. Like, I'm going to curl into a ball now and
yeah.
die. You know? But people, I think that Azealia Banks, like, she's sensitive. Sometimes I can't even tell if she's being like I don't give a fuck, and she really doesn't give a fuck, or if it's like, I don't give a fuck, and like the rebellious, like, I'm really hurt or I'm offended and I'm going to just be as offensive as possible to defend myself. I don't really know, and I don't care. I just really like her music.
Yeah.
She's cool.
Well, I said I got all my feelings out.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I feel much better.
I'm
I've been
sure
waiting to let that
tasted
loose.
Like pizza, didn't
Woo!
It?
Felt good.
Good Lord.
I mean, because she tried the fuck out of that. But anyway, who's next?
So, oh, God. I feel like the rest of this program is about a Kardashian.
Oh, God. It probably is.
I don't even know where to start. I feel like physically over it. Okay, well, since I feel physically over it, we might as well start with the other person who did. Northwest was at her daddy's fashion show.
Oh, my God.
I think this was like last week, Thursday.
Yeah, I think it feels like forever ago.
He has, I don't know what this was.
His Adidas line?
Is Adidas going to be selling these things? Are they going to be forced? I didn't see clothes.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
That yes, you did. That loungewear, that Hunger Games.
I was like, oh my goodness, Kanye West is going to be on an episode of The Walking Dead. And they were like, no, girl, this is actually his fashion show. I was like, so, oh, okay, because it looks like a bunch of zombies.
Yeah.
Or like...
It's a lot of flesh-colored stockings.
Divergent.
And
Hunger Games.
Beige,
it looked like a teen novel.
Sleeveless hoodies and shit. It was random as fuck. And I get that it was for like Adidas, which is, you know, most people associate with like athletic shoes. So it wasn't supposed to be like super dressy, but I just feel like you could have done so, like, that could have gone in a totally different direction. Because Melody Ehsani has a deal with Reebok, and her stuff is, like, way, I'm sorry, way flat.
Girl, the clothes were ugly. Like, there's no breaking it down. There's no, like, running around. All of that shit was fucking ugly.
It's no way to make it sound any better. It was just, like, it was, like, sloppy, oversized. It was, like, ugly clothes. And then with, like, holes and shit in it. It was bad. I don't get it. But whatever.
So, I knew that he was doing some shit that he was supposed to be live streaming. I wasn't 100% sure what it was. And I think that we were actually at Virginia Tech doing a show while it was actually happening.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I couldn't see it live, which, I mean, I didn't miss shit anyway. So what difference does it fucking make? But okay. What I didn't catch live was North's reaction to the show. Now, here's the thing. We discussed North at fashion shows previously when her parents took her to the Givenchy show during Paris Fashion Week, in that
mess,
that sheer,
that lacy fucking mesh
toddler escort, creepy,
it just didn't even make any sense. It was just like
semi-nude gown.
It was like a toddler stripper starter pack. It was so bad.
I remember saying on Twitter something about how babies don't need to be front row at fashion shows. There's no need for them to be there. And Kardashian stans appeared in my mentions talking about, well, why wouldn't you want your baby to be exposed to different kinds of art? Why wouldn't you want your baby to be exposed to fashion? I know that if I had the opportunity to take my babies to the show... Shut the fuck up, bitch. Like, listen, I may not know what it feels like to sit front row at no goddamn Paris Fashion Week show, but I know what it feels like to try and get a 2-year-old to shut the fuck up, and it's not gonna goddamn work. And she's not even 2 yet.
Right.
She's 19 months. So what are you doing?
So she possesses even less control over her emotions and even less of an ability to give a fuck about your feelings.
This is why.
And she has made it clear time and time again. In the past week, we have seen North have like 2 or 3 meltdowns at fashion shows because she does not want to fucking be there.
So, I'm just going to allow the energy of North to carry me through this show. Because right. What I really appreciate about North is the fact that she keeps it fucking real. If there's anybody in the entertainment industry right now that keeps it real, balls to the goddamn wall.
Yeah.
It is Northwest.
It is.
Because North sat betwixt Beyonce, Knowles Carter, and Anna the fuck Wintour. Okay. And she said, you know what? I'm sick of this shit. I have already explained to you niggas that I don't want to be here. I don't want to participate in any of your flashy bullshit. I'm not interested in being no goddamn celebrity. I'm interested in fruit snacks. I am interested in Caillou or Callaloo or Little Bill or whatever the fucking Disney XD Junior, whatever shit is on there right now. Bitch, take me to FAO Schwartz. Let me run wild. I don't want to be here listening to any of this daddy's goddamn chandelier elastic heart bullshit. I don't want to listen to any of this. I don't want to see the Matrix Revolution. I don't want to participate in this. And I tried to tell you niggas this, and you didn't listen to me. So you know what? I'm going to fuck all your shit up. I'm going to throw a complete goddamn fit right next to the two women, right between the two women. If no one else in the entertainment industry that you want on your good side, Beyonce and motherfucking Anna Wintour. I can't think of anyone else in the entertainment industry that Kim wants on her side more than those two women right there, which is exactly why she sat between them. And you know what North did? She knew it. And she activated got me fucked up. That's what she did. She said, you've got me all the way twisted. You thought that I was going to sit here and shut the fuck up? Because what? Because you brought me out here dressed like Gohan on Planet Namek for the before the shit started. You had me running around here. Nobody. And see, the thing I can't stand about them is that when they get judged for shit like that, and I don't even like to call, I don't like to judge people's parenting because I don't have children Amen. Thank God. God is so fucking phenomenal.
Infinite in his blessings.
I have none. But because of that, I won't judge parenting because I'm not one. Those are not my shoes to walk in. So I don't like to call people bad parents. And I'm not going to do that to Kim Kardashian, even though I don't like her. However, I think it's absolutely foolish for you to expect a 19-month-old little girl to sit still front row at this flashy fucking bullshit that she couldn't possibly fucking understand.
Loud,
without any form of a baby bag, not a wipe, not a fucking fruit snack, not a yogurt covered pretzel, bitch. You don't have a goddamn iPad out here for her. You don't have any form of a juice, not apple, not pineapple, nothing. You have nothing out here but this baby and her goddamn Doc Martens. So you know what she did? She lost all fucking use of her motor skills on that ass, and she said, I'm going to holler in this bitch right between these two goddamn women, and I'm gonna embarrass the fuck out of your ass because you knew better. You got me fucked up. Listen, she keeps it real. And
that's what I don't understand about Kim Kardashian.
Let me get it out.
Oh, you still going?
I'm not fucking
oh
finished.
Okay, all right,
after that, because I can almost give it to you. The problem here is, this is why I don't fuck with them. The problem is, it's all about the photo. It's all about the product, which is about the money. It's all business. Because, of course, like, I can get, it's your daddy's fashion show. Like, you know what I'm saying? Why wouldn't you want your little girl to be a part of the fashion show or to see the stuff? But she ran around the venue before the show started. Of course, she looked extremely happy at those times. So don't give us those photos after she done pitched defeat talking about, we have such a happy baby. Yes, she was happy because wasn't nobody in there but y'all, girl. Duh. You don't think that when you turn the lights out and start playing boom da da doom your daddy's devil music and shit, and you got all these people out here dressed like the world's coming to like the superpower video, and all these people she don't know are in here, and all these bright lights in her face, of course her mood's gonna change. Girl, we're not stupid. Stop trying to insult the intelligence of the American goddamn people. Yeah, most of us are stupid, bitch, but that don't give you a right to, that don't give you the right to manipulate us like that. And what makes it worse is then you took her ass to the Alexander Wang show some days later. That was her daddy's goddamn show, right next to Nicki Minaj. Yes, Nicki Minaj looked great. Yes, Nicki Minaj titties were sitting up high, and that's not enough. I'm gonna cry some more. I don't want to be here. I'm not interested in being famous. Leave me at home. I don't want to do it. And I hope she cries every chance she gets, every time they put her through this again. I'm so sick of it. Shout out to Northwest. That one keeps it the fuck real. She knows. She knows. And she's not afraid to share.
Okay.
How dare you?
I think you covered it. I think you covered it.
Why would you take your baby to three fucking fashion shows when she has hollered at all of them? What makes you think she wants to participate? Why didn't Kanye just bring her out at the end of the... Why didn't he just... do the only one video and have her come out in a huge fucking winter coat and some goddamn Tims and I don't know, a Uniqlo sweater, and have her like, and hold her and bring her out. So they would have gotten a wonderful photo from that. She would have looked confused for 30 seconds like she always does when niggas she don't know are in her goddamn face. And that would have been it. You would have rather forced her to sit through some shit she don't want to be a part of, clearly, and holler and then tell us it was because she saw a monkey across the goddamn, on the other side of the runway, right, and she thought it was her.
Okay.
So there's a serial monkey thief on the loose going to every goddamn fashion show that Northwest is at to terrorize her with his fucking monkey charm.
Or here's a bright idea, bitch. If your toddler daughter has a favorite pet monkey stuffed animal thing, then why don't you bring it the fuck with you? Kim Kardashian is the most ill-prepared, wealthy mother I've ever come across in my entire goddamn life. Bitch, how do you not have a bag of Cheerios or one of them applesauces in like the little Slurpee pouch or a sippy cup? You don't have nothing on you to sedate this baby. You don't have a fucking pacifier. And even if you don't want to carry it because you're just too fucking chic, you don't have your little hench gay nigga Jonathan. Nobody in the fucking audience. You don't have a nanny. That Jonathan, that gay nigga, that one who swear up and down, whoever he is.
The one who, I know who you're talking about.
But
because
he's
saw an episode where he had like, no, I seen like a clip where What's the one that I actually am not too?
It had to be the one.
The one with the kid, Courtney. When Courtney smacked, I've seen a clip where Courtney slapped him. I think I know he was sitting right behind her, wasn't he?
Well, I didn't see. Yeah, but he's always right. He's always somewhere nearby. Why the fuck he don't have nothing?
Why doesn't he have a baby bag?
How come nobody? Even if you don't have a baby bag, why don't you have baby shit? It takes nothing to pour some Cheerios in a fucking Ziploc bag, Kim Kardashian. You don't. Like, bitch, you have a baby. They need shit.
Since you're basically supposed to be Kanye's Beyonce.
I just don't.
Why don't
this.
You just WWBD it and say, hey, so I don't ever see Blue sitting on Beyonce's lap at
She's
the Knicks
never
game.
Courtside, right.
She's never like. Usually when you see candid shots of Blue, it's because they are somewhere where ain't nobody the fuck right. around her, but people she probably recognize and can name.
Right.
And she's running around having a good time. You don't see her in the besides when they were at the VMAs.
Mm-hmm.
And she was at the VMAs all of the, 10 minutes where her mom performed, and then they right. took her ass home. So I don't like...
And she was watching her own mother perform. Maybe that would have made a difference.
And
North.
She choreographed
know,
it. So, of course, she has to be out there
right,
to make sure
to be,
that all them girls are hitting their damn mark.
She had to be Beyonce's. Right. She had to make sure they had to see her, make sure they saw Blue Ivy so they was hitting their fucking shit on time. Like, that was a necessity. But you see the difference is that Blue Ivy was enjoying herself in the audience, whereas Northwest just has a complete fucking meltdown every time. And yet her parents continue to trot her ass out here and then take her outside into the New York blizzard with no fucking coat on, head just wide open, this baby just walking with fucking snow falling down all over her damn face. Like, so nobody is going to cover her or pick her up or
I just assumed
nothing.
Y'all
just gonna let her walk in the snow?
I don't wanna excuse it.
I don't
I
even know what the fuck is
in
wrong
that situation.
Too.
It's because in most of the time when you see photos like that, they're going from like a lobby to a car. So I just assumed like the photo that you seen, they're hopping right into a car. That's not an excuse, but I'm just saying, like, at least they weren't just traipsing around outside
Ooh,
with her hair.
But lobby to a car.
I'm not excusing it.
I'm saying
at least at the, I would pray she went outside for no more than 10 seconds.
But even if she was, who would not have picked her up and thrown a blanket over her damn head?
I'm not excusing it. I'm just saying.
I'm not even. Okay,
least.
So good. She was
and
only
you know
outside
what? Again,
for a
it's
second.
Because
but
I'm
it's
trying
just...
to be fair to parents because I'm not about that life. And this is why.
Why
is
wouldn't
exactly
you just
why.
Pick her up? It
but
doesn't
it
make
seems
sense.
Like the simple shit. Again, this is what bothers me about the Kardashians, and this is why I say that I feel like there's a difference in their form of, I just want you to talk about me, because that's literally the business.
Yeah.
The business is, I need for you to have, like, if you got a photo of Kim and Kanye and that baby sitting front row anywhere,
mm-hmm.
that's top dollar. That is a yeah. top dollar photo, and guess what? The Kardashians get a piece. That's the bottom goddamn line here. That's why she can go out to the car and be like, something's missing. It's my baby. And walk back in and get her baby and come back out, girl.
Right.
More the goddamn merrier. It's a business. And I just wish that, like, and of course they're going to tell you, oh, she was missing her monkey and she couldn't find her, you know, Justice League pal, whatever.
Why isn't it there? It's just whatever.
If there's always an excuse and there's always like a marketing ploy, and I think that that's what really, it's not even the Kardashians that bother me. I feel like it's the business of the Kardashians to keep up and excuse all of the stupidity and just like take advantage of people's, just people's dumb. They just take advantage of people's dumb.
People's
because
dumb.
People who are so blinded okay. by glitz and glamour and who are so obsessed with having what she's wearing and wearing that same shoe and being at the same party and taking that same kind of selfie, they can say whatever they want to these people and them bitches will believe it. Like, of course, this is our, look how happy our baby is. Northwest is so gleeful. Oh, she's so happy. But it's always a picture where it's literally like North and maybe three other people.
Right.
Of course, she's chilling, girl. Ain't nobody in here. But if you take that you take that baby to motherfucking Six Flags and have her in line to get on, I don't know, the Hulk or whatever, she's probably going to be like, you know where I want to be?
Mm-hmm.
At the crib.
Okay. I'm over these Kardashians. I want to talk about the one that got her ass gathered right on together. Is that on the list?
So, Amber Rose was on The Breakfast Club, I don't know, sometime recently. And I don't know, she talked about so many interesting things.
She did. Amber Rose is not holding her tongue.
I don't know how to feel about any of this. I'm just gonna, okay. So, at some point they asked her about Kylie Jenner and Tyga. Tyga, I'm reading, is 26 years old. Kylie Jenner is 17 years old.
Okay.
Amber in the interview said she's a baby. She needs to go to bed at 7 o'clock and relax. That's ridiculous. Tyga should be ashamed of himself. That's how I feel for sure. He has a beautiful woman and a baby and left that for a 16-year-old that just turned 17. Like, nah. So Amber Rose feels the way a lot of us feel.
Oh, just about all of us. Just about everybody.
Amber Rose is also very good friends now with Black Chyna. Black Chyna is the mother of Tyga's child, who I think is also a fresh few months.
Yeah, that baby's not that old.
So there's that. Khloe Kardashian caught wind of these remarks, and she hopped on Twitter and said the following. She posted a quote that said, "I was a stripper since I was 15 years old." And she said, "Amber Rose told Fox, please don't worry about my sister who has a career and her shit." What is... Okay. Whatever. All right. I don't know them. Again, right. I don't keep up.
No, like, I mean...
Because her career, what is it?
Well, it's, you know, they model.
Does she do lessons to how to draw the lips?
Yeah. And she, you know, she gets paid.
Is there like a DVD or like an app
to pretend that she didn't have surgery? You know, they get paid to post things to Instagram. I don't know. Whatever.
Who has a career and her shit together at only 17. People who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. Please stop talking about us in interviews. None of us talk about you. All right.
All right.
I don't even really want to read all of this. There's just so much. It was like a constant back and forth and forth and back and forth and back and forth. But I will say that Amber Rose will knuck and buck.
Like, I don't think Amber Rose would hesitate if at all if confronted by a Kardashian to whoop that bitch into the dirt. Like, I don't think she would have to take a moment and reconsider. Like,
she's
nothing about her
at this point.
Right, because she, what made it very clear, it seemed to me that, like, it was nothing that bitch could say that mattered at all.
I guess we should point out, for those of you who don't give a fuck or don't really follow these things at home, that Amber Rose dated Kanye West and has famously said that while they were together, Kim Kardashian was in those DMs or in those iMessages and things, knowing full goddamn well that she was with was with Amber. And I guess that led to their breakup. So them two don't see it.
And nobody has ever like denied this. So
yeah.
It seems to be like she keeps saying it publicly and there's never anybody coming out saying that it's not true. So whatever.
Amber Rose got back to Khloe Kardashian on Twitter and said this. Mind you, she used Khloe's Twitter handle, which is critical in moments like this.
Yes.
She said, "I'm happy you brought up the fact that I was a stripper at 15. Ellipses.
Thank you for
that. As someone said on Twitter, when someone says, "I'm happy you brought that up," I don't remember who, maybe it was Patty LaHill. Someone said, when you say, "I'm happy you brought that up," there it goes.
Yes, that's the that's how you know it's about to come.
"I'll be that little whore to support my family like your older sister is a whore to support hers. We're even..." Lipstick kiss emoji, hashtag mother gives facts, hashtag don't panic.
Which I did not get. Somebody had to explain that to me.
Can you explain it to me then?
It's a French Montana thing. It's like
I'm no longer interested.
I'm just saying that
I'm no longer
that's
interested.
That's the shade. It's a French Montana reference.
You know who
and
shouldn't
Khloe,
have had to panic? French Montana's family.
So just letting you know.
"Crying at the don't panic. Yes, we are even," Khloe says. Oh, wait, I'm reading this out of order. I'm sorry. Don't panic. Well, damn, I didn't realize I called you a whore. But at the end of the day, I guess people love to call us all whores. Easiest jab to throw. It is what it is. We still living, though.
Okay.
So that was basically her backing that ass off.
Yeah.
Until she then went, like, liked some nude photos of Amber on Instagram trying to be petty again. And then, like, subtweet her and left the ad out again. And Amber had to jump back in those mentions and be like, oh, girl, well, look, one thing about it is you can just go ahead and put at the real Amber Rose. And I will see what you have to say just the way that I'm speaking to your monkey ass now and letting you know how the fuck I feel. Amber also posted memes on Instagram, including one of Kanye's face, which says, when your sister-in-law calls out your ex for being a stripper, but your wife has a sex tape. Oh, Jonathan. That is the queen's name. Jonathan, yes, posted some horrible drawn cartoon of Amber Rose on a stripper pole, and it says Tiger should be ashamed of himself, whatever.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't even feel like that's the end of the story. There's so much has happened. I just want to say this.
Mm-hmm.
Can we just get back to the fact that Tiger's fucking disgusting?
Yes. Like,
this is what pisses me off about the situation the most.
Okay.
This ain't got nothing to do with Amber. I can't say it doesn't have anything to do with Chloe because it is her little sister. But at the end of the day, it ain't like you give a damn about her dating this 26-year-old grown-ass nigga,
right,
with a goddamn fresh-ass baby and an ex-stripper baby mama. Like, y'all are
a
chilling.
A girl who was friends with your sister. Like, this family is shady as fuck. This family is messy as hell. So you telling me that me and you are friends, like we cool, and all of a sudden your little sister is fucking my man and y'all don't have nothing to say about this? Like, everybody is just like, oh, la-da-da, everything's fine. Like, listen, your mama don't have nothing to say about your underage sister fucking some grown man? Really?
Y'all already told Oprah or whoever the fuck that, you know, Chris was out there passing condoms at 15 years old saying, girl, have at it, take care of yourself.
Oh, yeah, Kim was on the pill.
Y'all
like
already told, like, we know, like, whore, all of that stuff you don't need to be going at anybody for.
Yeah.
Like, literally none of you.
Slut shaming is not y'all's motherfucking lane.
Never.
Damn one of you. Because every last one of you owes the fact that we even know your fucking names to a sex tape. And every last one of you needs to remember that shit before you open your fucking mouth to talk about somebody else for being a stripper or doing anything else that has shit to do with sex work. Because sex work is the only reason you hoes are here. Remember that.
I just feel like it's dreadful in situations with women who are so wrapped up in, like, superficiality and validation and vanity and cattiness that they will literally let a nigga roller skate by on some blow video shit.
Right.
With all of his bullshit. This nigga is 26, 25, 26, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Has a bit like a fresh baby.
Yeah.
Fresh baby with your sister's old friend, like super good friend.
Right.
Like, oh, here, girl, hold my bag. Like,
like, I mean,
let's
we saw
honest.
Y'all in pictures or
like,
whatever the fuck
be,
else.
Let's be real.
I mean, she's treating Black China the way Paris used to treat her.
Let's go and get injections together. Like, whatever. Like,
right,
all of that. Your 17-year-old sister, the baby,
mm-hmm,
is out here. And Tiger was just on the radio now. Like, he requested to go do the Breakfast Club while he was in town for some show or something like that.
Oh, so that's how that happened.
That he is not dating Kylie and that they're just really good friends and that he knew the family for super long and that they always live down the street and they're working on an app together and shit. Like, sweetheart, shut up.
Right.
Like, keep your, this again, you done already got wrapped up in that whole Kardashian flap of bullshit where you feel like you can just tell us whatever bullshit we supposed to be like, oh, all right, I was tripping. You are so
thanks for clearing it up, y'all.
I knew it was like,
at first I didn't get it, and then you had explained it, and now I get it, girl.
Tisk the fuck tisk. Shame on me. Like, first,
who do you think we are?
You went to Halloween as Chucky and the Bride of. Like, you shop together. Y'all have puppies together. She's posting selfies with your baby in her lap.
Chum.
We don't even need to go there. Like, I'm not even going to do that.
I'm
like,
going to pray that that's an old ass picture.
He claims it was an old picture and China was in the house when it was taken. Again, I don't give a fuck.
Better be.
Regardless of whether you fucking that little girl or not, guess the... And he liked... I heard he pointed out that the age of consent is 17 or whatever fucking state or whatever, which is like, why would you even say
in
that?
California.
Do you have... Like, anyone saying, hey, girl, like, no media training, no, like, publicist or anyone who's like, hey, don't say that. You know, like, the fact that you felt like you needed to, like, haul ass to the Breakfast Club the day after all of this drama to be like, hey, girl, so I'm not fucking that girl and my album with Chris Brown's coming out soon. Like, cut the shit. And even if you're just hanging out with her, you're 26 and she's 17. That's nasty. What do y'all have in common?
But did you hear that he blamed it on white culture versus black culture and said in black culture, if you hanging out with somebody, then you assume that y'all are fucking. But in white culture, if y'all are hanging out, then y'all are just friends.
This is why
nigga,
I hate
bye.
Celebrity.
Nigga, bye.
This is why I hate. Like,
so you really think we all just as high as you are? Like, you cannot be fucking serious with that bullshit
that
right now.
That doesn't even make sense, Tyga. It doesn't even make any sense.
So in white culture, people just don't care that their kids are dating somebody 9 years older than they are? Is that what you're really trying to tell us?
No,
right now?
I think what he's trying to say is that in black culture, we are quicker to say that two people are dating when they're seen together than white people.
Is
not true, because the same thing happens in white media, within white entertainment or whatever all the time. If Taylor Swift tomorrow is seen with whomever, that's just how it's fucking stupid. Like, even if you were just her friend in Wacky Land, or, you know, with the other Tiny Toons, whatever world you're living in, if y'all were just friends, she's 17. You're somebody's daddy. Like, you're why are you always together? What do you have in common that you need to always be hanging out?
I don't get
goodbye.
It
goodbye.
I don't get it.
Get out. And Chloe, if Chloe had anything to say to anybody, her motherfucking ass should have just simply said, keep my sister's name out your motherfucking mouth, just as Dustin said on Twitter. Like,
that's
all it should have been. Because if my 17-year-old sister is fucking a 26-year-old, I already know that shit's wrong. I'm not even trying to sound like I defend it. And that also makes your explanation very strange, Tyga, because no one in the Kardashian clique has denied it.
No,
I haven't heard Kim. I haven't heard Chris. I haven't heard anyone say, hey, they're not dating. Like,
right.
They're just, why? And if you weren't dating, why wouldn't they want to jump and say, hey, our 17-year-old little sister, our daughter, is not dating this grown ass man?
Right. Why wouldn't they want to clear that up?
Cut the shit. They're disgusting. The fact that you would
I'm
be
just so tired
okay
of these people.
With the fact that your baby sister is dating a grown ass. Like, you don't give a fuck at. I'm tired.
I don't even have nothing else to say about them people. I just find it so interesting that in the middle of all this, Kanye decided to log onto Twitter and post a link to an interview that he did about his Adidas collection and then log right the fuck back off.
Kanye can log the fuck out of everything else too, because he wanted to talk about maybe North cries because she's tired of everybody making fun of her daddy and she wishes people would be nice to her daddy and she wishes that. No, maybe she's crying because she wishes that her daddy would give her a goddamn juicy juice and a snuggie and put her somewhere to nap. Maybe that's why she's crying. Like the average goddamn 19-year-old that don't want to be at no goddamn fashion show or performing at Sephora. Maybe that's why she's upset. Cut the shit. Stop lying to people. And you dumbasses at home believing all that shit and bringing it to me so I can decipher it for your motherfucking asses.
Okay. All right. You got really... I think we've spent more than enough time on the hot topics. Please tell me we're done.
I'm finished.
Okay, great. So let's move
and
on.
And Amber Rose should know... Let it go. Let it go. don't hold shit back no more. Like, I love the way you drag them. I'm absolutely team Amber. I've always been a fan of Amber. But like, girl, I feel like you just using this as an opportunity to just reap your Kardashian vengeance. And at this point, like, I would not be opposed to you saying, give me the longitude as well as the latitude and let me just whoop that ass, because that's what's on my spirit and I just need to get it off. And once we're done with that, we can go our separate ways. Now I'm finished.
Hey guys, this episode of The Read is sponsored by Audible. Head on over to audiblepodcast.com/The Read for a free 30-day trial and a free audiobook, and let them know that The Read sent you. Audible has over 150,000 titles to choose from, with fiction, nonfiction, bestsellers, and every category imaginable. Seriously, you guys, head on over to Audible, take a look at what they have to offer, everything from A Midsummer's Night Dream to The Girl on the Train. So again, that's audiblepodcast.com/The Read for a free audiobook and a free 30-day trial. They have free apps for the iPhone, Android, and Windows Phone. You can download and listen on your iPhone, iPod, Android, Kindle Fire, and they have immersion reading on the Kindle Fire HD, which lets you listen and read at the same time. So again, head on over to audiblepodcast.com/The Read for a free 30-day trial and a free audiobook. Let them know The Read sent you. We are sure you're going to find something you love. And now, let's get back to the show.
Okay, we're back, and so it's time for the listener letters.
Yes, send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com, and we may just read it on the show. Let's see. Let's start with this one from Ashley, and it says, "Hi guys, my name is Ashley, and I think I have a problem. I'm 28 and I'm married, and I have been tempted to cheat on my husband. Before you judge me, wait, we have an agreement that if one of us cheats, we will not tell the other one in an effort to spare each other's feelings."
What's her name?
This is Ashley.
Okay, I haven't slept. I'm going to let you finish the letter before I say what I want to say to Ashley's dumbass.
Okay. I haven't slept with anyone, but I do find myself tempted to. I get hit on a lot, and I mean, this sounds crazy, but I can be looking rough as shit and I still have guys hitting on me.
Girl,
anyway,
shut up.
I have this guy who kind of gets my attention, but I'm trying my best to resist. He keeps buying me things and is hell bent on being my side piece. Like, he literally continues to call himself my side piece. Also, he's a coworker of mine. I don't want to hurt his feelings, but I don't know what to do. Ashley. So that was.
And what the fuck does Ashley want from us?
Ashley,
what is Ashley's question?
Ashley would like, she's tempted to cheat on her husband, and she's struggling with whether or not
she
should.
So would Ashley like for us to say, yeah, girl, this guy who it wants to be your side piece, yeah, go ahead.
The thing about it is that...
Be an adulterer, Ashley. Yes.
But Ashley and her husband have had a conversation about this already, and they've said, if you're going to cheat, don't tell me.
Strike one,
which
Ashley.
Which I think is bizarre, because it seems to me that it would be like, if you going to cheat, then do tell me.
I'm going to tell you what I told Smell and Taste, and that is that
okay.
I don't have any goddamn...
Right.
I don't have anything for
all
you
right.
Because you already dove into a marriage with a nigga that you have already agreed may cheat on you so long as your Inspector Gadget is off that day and you can't find out. So y'all have already entered into a situation where you've decided that as long as you can keep up this Mr. and Mrs. Smith spy gadget ass motherfucking
right.
spy versus spy ass mystery thriller bullshit, and you can keep it from one another, then the games can play. So all you have are you so shit yeah go on ahead and cheat on him, because he's your husband's damn sure cheating on you.
Doesn't
so,
that
like,
seem bizarre though for y'all to be like, so
you're a dumbass
if you cheat on me, don't tell me, so then you're never gonna know, so then you never know if he's just out here fucking somebody else, and whether he's using protection or whether you're using protection, like y'all just out here, and the agreement is to not talk to each other about it. That just seems
fuck
so...
whoever you want, Ashley. Oh my god, fuck everyone. Fuck all of the people.
Don't.
But just don't let
no,
him find out.
Because you don't mean
because then
that.
You haven't broken any rules. Okay. What the fuck did Ashley want us to say? Besides no. Because you know you don't want to cheat on your husband, because you don't want your husband to cheat on you. That's why. So you should have never agreed to be in a situation where he can cheat on you as long as you don't find out in the first goddamn place. How about you request monogamy? How about you you respect yourself enough to not enter a situation with a nigga that you got feelings for and you compromise by the nigga do you dirty so long as you don't find out because you don't want your feelings to get hurt. Girl, do whatever the fuck you want to do. You know you don't want to cheat on that nigga because you wouldn't want him to do that shit to you. So I don't know what to tell you. Do with your pussy with what it wants.
But
I don't know.
Even with all that, for you to decide of all the people that you could fuck around with that your coworker is the best choice, like, girl, that's like asking to not only end your marriage, but then to get into some shit at work and end up fired, too. Like, you could not be making a worse decision than to cheat on your husband with a coworker. Like, girl, please, if you are going to cheat on your man, do not cheat on him with somebody that you fucking work with. I just can't think of a worse idea, girl. There's no way that's going to end well for you. Good luck, Ashley. I hope you take your Fury's advice to heart.
Don't write us no damn update.
Why are you? Don't be mean to her.
Girl, she ain't got nothing. Nothing. I'll have nothing.
That is so mean. You gave no, Ashley.
Ashley married a man that she agreed may cheat on her so long as he keeps it from her.
But they agreed to it. So she can do that. It's not just him that he can. Okay, now I can't talk.
But see, the issue is she doesn't want the nigga to cheat on him, which is why they made it so that you just keep it from one another. You don't want him to cheat on you. That's why you don't want to know when he's fucking doing it. And that's why you asking us if you should cheat on your husband or not. Because if that was the shit, then you would just cheat on the nigga and then never let your man find out. Okay. Like, that's what you agreed to. So why are you asking us? Because you don't want cheating to happen. So you should have never agreed to it. Don't write us no goddamn update.
You are so mean. Let's move on, switching gears completely. This is a quick question from CJ who says, hey guys, I love listening to you and I have for a few months now. My question is, how did you start this podcast? Did you start out with some janky ass university radio station or what? Love, CJ. Thanks, CJ. No, we did not start off with some janky-ass university radio station, actually. Thanks for thinking that. I'm young enough to be in college, though. I appreciate that. We started because Kid Fury was approached by Chris, who is one of
the... They don't even know all that.
Well, I mean, the story is out there. I feel
Loudspeakers Network approached me about podcasting. I said, that sounds cute.
Really?
I'm going to talk to my girl, Crystal, and we're going to do some shit together. And we did. They helped facilitate the places with which we record. They are not janky college radio stations.
No.
Thank God. We are very blessed. Our circumstances are lovely. God has been so very good to me. And I thank all of you for listening to this show.
Yeah.
And helping us to, you know, reach for the dreams of our stars.
Yes. Are the dreams all the way in the stars. And so that. Long and such as. But yeah, we tape in the actual studio in Manhattan. But that's how the show, without
Next,
any details,
okay.
got started.
In Manhattan.
You are just, all right, mess. But anyway, we're going to move on. Our next question comes from... Do you want to deal with a racist family or stay-at-home mothers?
I can't.
Okay, so we're just going to go.
Mothers, because I can't. Let's just...
Can you not do any more anger today?
I mean, I feel like I'm going to be angry regardless. So I don't want to be like... And I think that my read already has a little bit of racism in there.
Okay, so let's just not. Yeah. All right. So our next question says, hi, Crystal and Kid Fury. My question is, what do you guys think of stay-at-home mothers? I ask because I am at the moment a stay-at-home mom to a six-month-old child, and I love watching my baby grow. However, living in today's society and with all the amazing women empowerment going on, I start to feel less than because I decided to stay home with my baby and I don't have a college degree. I have no idea what I want to do with my life, and I haven't found a passion yet outside of my baby. I'm 24 years old, and at times I feel as though women look down on other women who are not in college and who are supported by their husbands. My husband's in the military, and we've been married for almost 6 years now, but sometimes I just feel like I'm less than a woman because I'm not doing it all by going to school and being a mom and working too. Should I feel this way, or am I thinking and putting too much into it? I do plan to go to college one day. And I'm hoping that while I'm at home, I find something I'm passionate about and that makes my life's work. Anyway, thanks for listening and let me know. So what do you think? What's up with this person? She didn't tell me to include her name, so I'm not going. You can call her Tabitha.
Did she say how old she is?
She's 24. Mm-hmm. And she feels like...
24, I feel like you... I don't know. I don't think you need to feel like... You know, Portia Williams or anything.
Okay.
I don't think that you, you know, should be like ashamed of yourself.
Right. There's no reason to feel down on yourself.
At this point, you should at the very least be, you know, what is it? Ducks, eggs. What do you put in a row?
You could be facing every day with
what do you
just
put in a row?
Your
ducks or eggs?
You put your ducks
in
a row.
Whatever. Those.
You put your eggs in a basket.
Row the ducks.
Okay.
And make sure that you are at least... Oh, girl, you know what I'm talking about. Make sure... Like, I think you should just be preparing yourself for, you know, what you want to really do with yourself. I don't think there's anything wrong with being a stay-at-home mom, mm-hmm. especially if you, you know, have, like, a young child. But I think you should, you know, be looking into finding something you're passionate about. So, you know... 10 years from now, I feel like you don't want to be... Look, just don't be a nini.
Well, I mean, and that applies in so many different ways that I'm just not even sure which one you mean in this particular circumstance.
Like, you have housewives, and then you just have, like, lazy hoes. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, like you have stay-at-home
Like, don't
moms,
be a nini. I get it.
And then you have, like, oh, girl, my new blouse.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, I mean,
my hair company.
Yeah. Look at my clothing line that's not going anywhere, or my house that's
no shade.
Still just, you know, a foundation and nothing
Be
more.
Like a Claire Underwood or like a...
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, start something. Like, maybe you want to be, you know, your husband's in the military. Maybe you could start like an organization or something like very small. Now, find something that you're passionate in and,
right.
you know, and you never know. It could turn into something like... Huge.
All the white girls on Facebook are selling these wraps. Have you seen these wraps?
You it's mean like that some Ziploc shit that you put around your
it's
stomach.
It's some diet wrap thing. Yeah, and I guess you wrap it around yourself and then you just lose weight. I don't know. It sounds like total bullshit to me.
I'm
but
not walking
like
around looking like a damn ham just to lose no damn. I can just go see.
Seriously,
the
half the white girls I grew up with, they like are living in the suburbs and their husbands work and they sell that shit or something like that. But anyway, I feel like, you know, it doesn't really matter if other people are looking down on you as long as you don't feel bad about yourself. Like, if you're thinking, man, you know, I love my baby and I love being married, but I wish I was doing something else. Then, you know, I feel like that's your sign. Like that's yourself telling you that you need to pursue whatever it is that interests you. Like, go out there and if you want to go to school, then find ways to go to school. Or if you want to pursue a trade or whatever, then go do that. But you know, if you feel like it's just other people who are making you feel bad and you're content with being a full-time mother, then I don't see a problem with that. Like, as long as you happy with what you're doing with your life, then that's all that really matters.
I think you should have goals. I think it's very important emotionally and otherwise.
Yeah, but I don't think there's anything wrong with...
Especially if you have a girl.
I don't think anything's wrong with, like... with being a homemaker and having that be your goal. Like, I don't think you have to... work outside the home or have to be, you know, something. I don't think you have to have a career in order to be a good mother. I don't think that at all.
I'm not saying that you needed to be a good mom. I just feel like I don't know how you could just be...
Well,
like
there are some
nothing.
People who literally don't want to do anything else. They literally just want to be wives and mothers. Like, I don't get that. I personally have my own goals that I want to achieve. And marriage is not even a goal of mine. Like, I do want to be a mother, but whether I'm married is, you know, that's a matter of circumstance.
I mean, go for yours. I just feel
right.
Like...
But I mean, like, I have my own shit I want to do. But some girls, you know, they literally just want to be the best wife and mom that they can. I mean, and if that's what you want to do, then do that. But
girl,
I just feel like as long as you're happy with your own life, then that's all that really matters. And that should probably wrap up the questions. Yeah, we're running long. So we're going to move on. Send your questions to ask3@gmail.com and we will be right back.
Hey guys, don't forget to check out our sponsors over at Squarespace. Listen, building a website used to take such a long time. It can still take a long time and it's a pain in the behind. If anyone knows, it's me. But with Squarespace, it makes things a ton easier. Squarespace.com is a place to go when you need a website that works great and looks great. Squarespace has a beautiful design that is responsive, whether it's viewed on a mobile device or a desktop. The interface is simple to use, but they've got 24/7 support if you ever come across any issues. And if you're looking to sell anything, each Squarespace site comes with an online store, no charge extra. And if you're thinking about using Squarespace for work, you can now integrate it with Google Apps, so you can use a Squarespace site as your productivity hub, which is extremely convenient. I use it myself. And now Crystal will tell you more.
Yes, we also use it on thisistheread.com, and it's super, super simple to use. God knows I cannot do websites, so I am so thankful to Squarespace for all the help. They've even partnered with Getty Images, so you can take care of all your stock image needs in the same place you manage your site. And with all these new features Squarespace 7 has added, it's still only $8 a month, and you get a free domain if you buy Squarespace for the year. So start your trial now and use offer code READ, that's READ, to get 10% off your first purchase over at squarespace.com, and show your support for the show. Thank you, Squarespace. Start here and go anywhere. Now let's get back to the show.
Okay, so we're back and it's time for the read. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just gonna go ahead and do this really quickly. Lord help me through it. So Mary Chaney, apparently openly lesbian and actively Republican. I didn't know you could do that. Daughter mm-hmm. of former Vice President Dick Cheney is upset and has compared drag to blackface. In a post on her private Facebook page, she said this: "Why is it socially acceptable as a form of entertainment for men to put on dresses, makeup, and high heels and act out every offensive stereotype of women, bitchy, catty, dumb, slutty, etc. But it is not socially acceptable as a form of entertainment for a white person to put on blackface and act out offensive stereotypes of African Americans. Shouldn't both be okay or neither? Why does society treat these activities differently?" Okay, Mary. So I'm going to tell you why society treats these activities differently. A writer at Slate actually did quite a good job of explaining it. I think RuPaul actually did another decent job at explaining it. I hear this is because RuPaul has another season of Drag Race coming out on Logo. I will be tuning in. That show's a hoot. Here's the thing. RuPaul's Drag Race is premiering on Logo, the gay network, mm-hmm. for the gay people, because drag culture is gay. I do think that VH1 maybe like at 3 o'clock on a Sunday in the morning, like 3 a.m., they may play like reruns of RuPaul's Drag Race, like the last one.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it's on the gay network, which is fine. The difference between blackface and drag for me are two things. Yes, I'm not going to argue that there are some drag queens that can be misogynistic. There are a lot of homosexual men that are misogynistic. My theory is that a lot of us maybe relate to the female perspective or aspects of femininity. And sometimes certain gays just get too comfortable and forget, like, saying, "Oh, you big bitch, you better strap those titties up and pump the block, you slut." Like, sometimes you can't really, like, say that. You know what I mean? Like, or just, I don't know, whatever the fuck gay people be saying to their girlfriends. Sometimes, whatever. You know what I'm talking about. Either way, there are some drag queens that may be, but the point of drag, from what I've gathered, from what I've seen, is not to act out or mock the stereotypes of women. If mm-hmm. anything, it's usually this aspect of, I'm a man that looks this way and I live my life day to day like that. But sometimes, you know, for a performance, I dress up. And what some drag queens will be out here like mm-hmm. wearing Lady Gaga's latest fashions, you know, like Glad bags and like, and have like slime dripping out of their mouth, and that's like their shtick, mm-hmm. you know. But usually, a drag queen's usually their objective is to be like beat, to like really show off, you know, their idea of femininity. And some will, you know, some drag queens will just take certain parts of the female form and turn it into something completely different, where it's like, I'm not even sure if I'm supposed to be looking at a woman. Maybe this, like, it's performance art. Like, yeah. Some of them are comedians, some of them just lip sync. But the whole point of it is a part of a subculture of a marginalized group of people that really kind of have taken the art and kept it internal. Well, not really kept it internal, but it's been internal for so long because mm-hmm. you niggas ain't interested because right. that's some gay shit. So the difference between that and blackface, which was like the sole purpose of that, was to mock black people and to, you know, paint these huge red lips from one side of your eye to the other side of your other eye and just look completely ridiculous. And like, if you'd like take the actual word racism, I think, and you like you chop that up and just acknowledge the fact that you're talking about a people of in power that are oppressing a people that aren't, like, you can't be gay and have this power out here that is just completely detrimental to women across the country and, you know, like destroying us. And again, I'm not saying that there aren't gay men that are misogynistic, because there are, but the mm-hmm. two things are completely different. Blackface was something that was just all over the place, everywhere, couldn't escape it, just all across the fucking globe, and all you motherfuckers was just laughing at black people. That's not the mm-hmm. point of drag. Drag, if anything, is supposed to like celebrate the female form and beauty and, like, you know, makeup and hair and drama and big this and big that, which really has just trickled in to mainstream fashion and performance art and all of your Gagas and your Beyoncés and your motherfucking Rihannas and everybody else who are being dressed by gay men, who have gay men who go out to these balls and tip these drag queens, doing their makeup, doing their hair, picking out their goddamn shoes. So it's like, you know, what do you want? Because at the very least, like, if you want to tackle misogyny in the gay community, that's one thing. But don't be so motherfucking don't be so fucking ignorant to, first of all, group all drag queens into one box and say that they're all these women-hating queens that just wish that they were, or whatever the fuck it is that you're trying to say, and then compare it to something as disgusting as blackface that had a completely different, like, agenda. You sound stupid, but then again, you're a Cheney.
And it just goes to show that you don't really know anything about the history or the impact of blackface, or else you would have never said that. Like, blackface was everywhere. It was in entertainment, it was in printed materials, it was in advertisements, it was on labels. Like, the shit was everywhere. It was everywhere. It was pervasive. It was a part of society.
Like, and besides RuPaul's little show on, let me, that sounds bad.
No.
You know, but, you know, besides right. RuPaul's show on Logo, that is actually, I mean, I think that RuPaul's Drag Race is fucking entertaining. I think that shit could be on Fox.
I love it.
It'd be, you know what I'm saying? But it's on Logo because, again, that's just us, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
and
it's still niche programming.
It's still niche,
you have to seek it out.
This, I mean, besides him and Tyler Perry, there are not really any other drag queens out here, like,
can
really repping hard body. So what are you even mad about? Okay, the only drag queens really out
that.
Here, and you just like,
you,
and if anything, Tyler Perry's drag is more so offensive to black people than women.
You didn't have to do that.
So, I mean, I just wish that she would shut her ass up.
I thought Tyler Perry agreed he wasn't going to do Madea no more.
Madea is a cartoon. Madea is probably about to be a video game. I'm surprised Madea doesn't
Madea
have
is not about to be no fucking run, video game.
Like a trap house run. Madea's going to have a temple run.
So, listen, my read this week was going to be Azealia Banks.
Okay.
But,
well, we covered that. Unless you have something you want to say about something else Azealia Banks has said. She said plenty for you to talk about.
No, I
you
mean,
want to talk about the faggot?
No,
thing?
I actually don't. I just,
you
I feel like.
You want to talk about Action Bronson? Or,
I don't know who Action Bronson is. Okay. I don't think that was brought to my attention. I don't seek out anything to do with her. It is brought to my attention every single time. So that's how I find out. Okay. But this was something like, This is something that I would have talked about regardless of who it was. Like, if you were an artist and you came for, you just really came for Erykah Badu just boldly like that for no good reason, and she responded by turning on her fucking location. I'm sorry, I would have brought that up regardless. Like, that would have been my read regardless. So, like, even though I do generally make it a point not to discuss her because she is your friend, this is one of those times where it was just going to happen because of the sheer magnitude of what the fuck she attempted to do. So that was why, like, I just don't want you to take it personally. So, but I don't have a read this week, I guess, because I already did my read during the Hot Topics, so that wraps it up for me, unless you have something that you want to say. Don't look like that.
So this was the read, and what are the updates?
Well, you can always don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter at This Is The Read, and check out our website, thisistheread.com, where you can see a link to every episode and news on what we're doing and such. As normally we would advertise our 2-year anniversary show at this point, but it's sold out. So shout out to everybody who bought tickets. We will see you guys on Saturday the 28th.
Yes, we're very excited about this show, so we hope that you all 2 years. Come out and enjoy yourself, and we can't wait to talk to you and see all of you and all that great stuff.
Thanks so much, everybody who bought a ticket and has supported this show in any way. Thanks so much to Slate and The Gist for having us on the show this week. If you check the Twitter feed for the show, twitter.com/TheRead, you'll see a link to the interview that we did. So thanks so much for having us on the program, and thanks to Virginia Tech for having us through last week. And yes, I think that's it. Life is good, feeling very blessed, thankful, etc., and things of that nature.
The acronym for this week is going to be SNF, and that stands for Set North Free. I just feel as though at this point, North should just be allowed to run around in her backyard, and pick daisies. And you know what? You should have let her sit on Beyonce's lap. I also would like to quickly point out before we leave that Beyonce, because all of you hoes wanted to act like she had a problem with that baby, had to then have someone at Parkwood go and upload this photo of, maybe she posted it herself, of North and her mama at this show. The caption said, "Beautiful baby North."
Princess.
Princess. Beautiful, whatever. Mm-hmm. Kimberly's name was nowhere to be found. She wasn't tagged. She was not acknowledged. And so I just feel like it's very important as a team member of the Beegency to remind all of you that the issue was more so with the lack of a diaper bag or any form of entertainment or distraction for this baby, and not the fact that she was hollering. Because, again, North was keeping it real. And she probably texted Beyonce after and was like, "My nigga, my bad. I didn't mean to disrespect you like that." But, you know, like, she was tripping. And Beyonce I messaged her back and was like, "Girl, you did what you had to do. Like, P.O.P. Well, I'm finished.
Okay, so that wraps up the show. And we will see y'all next week.